Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's introduce our next guest, someone who, if you're a long-term listener to Radio City, you'll be familiar with his name, and I'm very familiar with him indeed. Jay, hi. Morning to you, Jay.
Hello there, mate. How are you?
Good. Dragged you in because boy, kept bumping into you in town and kept thinking there must be some significance to this. And
it was just always in Marks's as well, wasn't it? Always in Marks and Spencer.
I think we both like shopping in the nice place, don't we? We're always getting our lunch and it was always a posh one. And now, Jay now, because Jay's history is, a lot of people will know, Jay was Pete Pricey's producer for how many years?
7 very long years with Pricey.
Bless
you. They were good times.
Yeah.
This is his old studio.
Is this where he was
broadcasting from?
And yeah. you were sat there in the studio next
sat
door,
there winding him up, you know,
monitoring him, trying to steer him. Impossible.
Because of course, I never knew if the callers going through were going to act the way they did or not. You know, it was never set up or deliberate. It was completely organic.
We have a Pete Price unzipped between 6 and 7 every morning, and of course, much of what Pete Price is sort of recognised as now sort of came to fruition and live through yourself. And
yeah.
It turned into this beast, didn't it, where people rang up to try and wind him up.
There's nothing better than listening to Pete losing the plot. And I'm sorry if he's listening, but it's hilarious. It's hysterical. And it was never put on by Pete. He would genuinely lose the plot. I've seen him throw headphones across the studio. It's brilliant. Brilliant to listen to.
Oh, top man. If you want to listen to Pete Price at his best every morning, 6 till 7 is the highlights. But of course, 10 at night, he's still on air, still doing it. But Jay couldn't handle Pete anymore. So Jay went on his own way into the big wide world, did a bit of radio somewhere else in the city, and then launched a website, The Guide. Now, you did this in conjunction, and you're still on Bay TV. So people out there will know Bay TV, local TV station. But as well as doing that and being a presenter on Bay TV, you thought, right, I'm going to set up The Guide. Tell us what The Guide is.
We basically, Bay TV, we had the show, weekly show, and it was focusing on what's happening in Liverpool. And it's funny, when I worked at Radio City, I always knew there was so much going on and there was tons we covered on City Talk and Radio City and whatever else. When I left and started doing this job, it shocks me every day how much happens in this city. There's more gigs and events in Liverpool per square foot than in any other city in the world. You know, we got festivals.
What? Where'd you get that from?
It's a true fact.
Yeah?
I got that from the guy who runs the Liverpool International Music Festival.
So more events per square foot.
More gigs per square foot than anywhere in the world.
You could possibly imagine. It's got a real bustling scene to it, hasn't it?
Well, if you think about it, there's something going on every single weekend. You know, we've just had the Food and Drink Festival. This weekend we had Smithdown Roads Festival. There's a festival of disco coming, soul festival, reggae festival. We've got everything. It really is becoming a real city of festivals. So it makes my job a lot easier, building a website around what's going on in the city. And that's the kind of what we do.
So you thought, aye, is a niche.
Yeah, it is a niche.
We'll have a look at this. So if you go on his website, which is theguideliverpool.com, it basically gives you the opportunity to look at everything from lifestyle, celebrity, bit of Pete Price in there.
Bit of nightlife,
you're bullied into having Pete Price. Fashion and beauty, theatre and comedy, food and drink, music, events. You're a proper man about town now, aren't you?
We just try and cover it all, and it's Steve, it's easy to do because, as I say, there's just so much of it. So we have different presenters that do videos for us, and obviously we're at all these events covering it as they happen and trying to let the people at home who can't make the events experience them from the comfort of their own home.
Right, well, we haven't got an exact idea of the spine of this feature, but it will be essentially The Guide on the radio.
Yeah.
If you want to have a look at his website now, it's got some great stuff as well surrounding Hillsborough and what was such a huge week for the city. You've done a number of interviews on there, including talking to Joe Anderson. Mm. It was important it was recognised on your site.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
As well.
You know, obviously, it's a lot of what we do is lighthearted. We can't just ignore something like last week. So big for the city, so incredible, such an emotional big week. We had to cover it in our own way, and we've done that through video and done a lot of shots of Radio City as the names were beamed onto the tower, and there's a lot of coverage on there.
This will give you an idea of how sort of wide his website is. It goes from the trendiest people in terms of Claire Sophia, new singer, looking really cool with her new song, down to a category saying, cheese lovers, keep the 18th of May free. A company that operates the largest online deli in the UK is hosting a cheese tasting night.
People like cheese.
I love cheese.
People like cheese, you know.
It's important, though. You're stocked up at your home now with your cheese.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's a big night coming to Liverpool in a couple of weeks, actually.
Big cheese night,
Big
right.
cheese night, yes.
Okay. This is Radio.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is the kickoff. I'm Steve Hothersall. Right, we're talking with Jay Hind, who runs the Guide Liverpool website. And each Wednesday we're going to give you a guide to what's going on in the city. And it'll stretch from everything from events, bars, gigs, whatever it might be. So, Jay, let's kick it all off. Obviously, on your website, people can find out more information on a lot of this stuff. But let's start with comedy. We have the lads from the Laughter House on a Thursday morning. It's always super.
Is Neil Fitz coming in, is he?
Oh, Fitzy's on. Occasionally, in between other comedians.
Yeah.
He's more the host, isn't he?
He's a great lad, though, Fitz,
he's
isn't
more
he?
The host.
And he's hilarious live. Hilarious.
What amazes me is how sharp these lads are. You know, you can say something, they've got an answer for everything, haven't they?
But don't you feel in a comedy gig that you can't stand up to go for a wee
you
or whatever?
Don't want to
you
move.
Just don't want to move. And me and you being gingers, it's often, we stand out, don't we?
Oh, you are proper fodder.
Yeah.
Right, if you literally want to throw yourselves to the wolves, be ginger and try and walk out of a comedy night.
And I'm 6'2" as well, it doesn't help at all.
Who's on, what have we got?
Well, of course, the Laughter House. I know you've got them in tomorrow, but tonight, there's something special. I found this and thought I'd mention this. It's called the Laughter Factory. They do this every month, start of the month, at the Slaughterhouse. And basically, comedians go and they test out their new material on the crowd that are there. So ahead of the weekend gigs, they test it out. So it could kind of fall flat on its face, or it could be hilarious. It could be laugh out loud. So it's a good opportunity to kind of see the jokes before anyone else sees them. But it's a good opportunity to see if they fall or they fly.
It's the barometer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, really. They've got to do it, I suppose,
exactly.
To find out if they're funny.
And we're not just talking, you know, the smaller comedians. Some of the big names go to this to test out that material. Mm. So that's tonight at the Slaughterhouse. It's called the Laughter Factory, and MC Phil Chapman is looking after things.
They're great guys down there. Go and have a look at it. Right, let's talk events. Right, tattoo convention. I'm absolutely fascinated.
Have you got any tattoos?
I haven't. And I said yesterday on air, I thought when I was about 30, I basically lost the idea that I should have a tattoo, but I had a 10 years where I was compelled to think that I was cool enough that I should have had a tattoo.
Really,
so
you're
covered in them.
I'm covered in them, but they're terrible. See, they were done on a night out, which should never happen.
No, and what, you just went out, had a few too many?
A night out in Birmingham.
Oh, Jay.
You can
but
tell,
can't
you?
Right.
Well,
they look all right.
And this one I didn't get finished, so this one's only half done. This is a cross.
That's a David Beckham. That's a David Beckham.
That's what I was trying for, but it just didn't work.
That looks all right. Mm. The other arm doesn't quite go with that arm.
No. Mixed matched arms.
Nothing on the old body.
Nothing on the body, no.
Right, okay.
Not yet. Maybe this weekend. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the Liverpool Tattoo Convention is coming. It's in its ninth year this now, so the ninth time it's been in Liverpool. It's huge. I didn't realise. I'd done an interview with them last week. They have over 250 tattoo artists, live music, piercings, obviously lots of grungy, loud rock music, food and drink, great little event, and it's at the Adelphi Hotel in the big, massive, glorious function rooms in the Adelphi. That's the Liverpool Tattoo Convention, and I think you can go and get a tat. You should get, like, the Liver Bird.
I'd be surprised if you couldn't. we went on holiday to Mallorca last year, a place called Santa Ponsa, and what surprised me was the number of tattoo shops there are. I mean, literally, one every five shops.
Would you get one in Mallorca, though?
And again, no,
I got one in Birmingham.
A lot of people were.
Yeah.
A lot of people like you had been on a night out and were all of a sudden going, "Oh, tattoo's a great idea. Oh, look at that. Look at that giant frog. I'll have that put on me leg."
And then you come home and it's infected. And get it done at the Adelphi. That's the place to get it done this weekend for the Liverpool Tattoo Convention.
There's some places on your body you think perhaps should not have a tattoo, but for some reason, some people
do. Lee Butler over on Radio City, he's covered it. I spoke to him yesterday. He was getting a tattoo yesterday.
Of?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
No. Are they painful?
This one here depends. This is lower down the wrist. That one really hurt. But as for them, I was a bit tipsy, so didn't feel
just
that
a bit tipsy.
Just a bit tipsy.
Right, let's move on. What are we looking at next? Bars?
Well, we got Steam on the Dock, first of all, happening this weekend. This is a big family event down at the Albert Dock. The Albert Dock's first big real event of the year, and of course lots of attractions down there on the dock, but they do these kind of mini festivals as well that really do bring it to life. As I say, completely free. It's the UK's only inner city steam rally. I don't know nothing
about
steam.
I'm going to explain to you. What's
steam?
Oh, it's
trains. Steam trains and lorries and boats and all sorts going on. So I was there yesterday on one of the steam trains, tooting the whistle, which they've got the interview online now. But on Saturday afternoon, I think it's 5 p.m, they've got something called the Symphonic Spectacular at Steam on the Dock. And it's the most tubular bells ever rang at once in the UK.
Ah!
what's happening in Liverpool. How random is that? So that's steaming it up. But the big attraction down there is the Daniel Adamson, which is newly restored. It was built in 1902. It's a big, massive steam boat, basically.
I love the way you're trying to promote steam things here.
I've got no idea. But the One Show, I've been filming on that all week long, so you'll see that on the One Show as well. Steam on the Dock this weekend.
Expert in steam on the dock.
Yeah, I had to put the hat on and everything yesterday.
Steam on the Dock sounds like you've been out on a heavy night out.
Yeah, you? Yeah. Well, that's for the next morning, isn't it? Yeah.
Steaming. On the dot, right, there's some events. We're going to play some music in a moment or two. Jay's picked out a local band we'll have a look at. Just quickly, a bar or a club or what's going on around the city.
Big, big opening last week at a bar called The Merchant. This is the old Mellow Mellow. Do you remember the Mellow Mellow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just on the corner of Slater Street. A few little mod cons, if you like, and gimmicks in this bar, but they're all really good. They've got a gin parlour serving over 50 types of gin. Pizza served by the slice, like in New York. And a revolving kitchen. So every 3 months, the kitchen changes and they have a different chef looking after it. So it's great for upcoming chefs. But it's a cool little bar, great little vibe. It's called The Merchant on the corner of Slater Street.
A revolving kitchen?
It doesn't actually move. No, that's what I thought at first, but it's not. It's the kitchen staff, they revolve and it's under new ownership every 3 months.
Right, okay. Let's have a look at some music. We do Sound and Merge Sound on Friday morning with Gibbo. Absolutely brilliant. And always a pleasure to promote some local acts. So you pick one out for this week. Who's this?
This is a band called Shimona, three-piece rock pop band. They're from Bootle. They won a big competition last year called Out on Stage, and they were part of Lymph. They're on Lymph again this year. They got a big EP launch party this Friday at Studio 2. I'm going to be bringing the lads on stage, and this is the title track from their EP. It's called Fly.
I know you ain't here to stay, and I can't make you play around. I know just what you want, and you can take me higher than any place I've been. Let me know that you're the best I've ever seen, and you can take me higher than any place I've been. Let me know that you're the best I've ever seen. Fly so high this time. I'm gonna fly so high.
Another top band, local Bootle lads, you say. Bootle sound like they could be from America.
Bootle lads, yeah, it's a great tune. And Pete's dad is a big songwriter. He's wrote for Miley Cyrus and. So they've got some great tunes, and their last EP is called Just Like You. If you get a chance, check that one out too. But that's doing a gig studio too.
That's where the cash is, isn't it? Writing the songs.
Yeah,
it's where the money is. You can write the songs for Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's what he's wrote for. Yeah, hence now why he's writing these great tunes for Shimona.
And actually, that sounds like an American artist. Yeah. That's quite refined, isn't it?
But so good live as well. Really yeah. good live. And Studio 2 Up, which is on Parr Street, on Friday night, they're doing a big old gig there. So check
right.
it out.
So many brilliant gigs going on around this city. I know sort of last week, and we had a few different lads in on Sound of Merseyside that were performing down at... Matty, where am I thinking of? Where was it last week? Oh... It's gone right out of our head. Down where we had our Radio City Awards on Jamaica Street.
Oh, I know, in the Baltic.
Camp and Furnace. Brilliant venue.
Yeah.
A massive night there last weekend that went really well. So if you're looking for one this weekend, that's certainly one to look ahead to. Right, if you want to see Jay in person, right, Jay has just told me he's at the Fan Zone at Liverpool Football
you
Club
would mention
tomorrow.
This, wouldn't you?
I love this idea, because Jay never, ever professes to be a football fan.
Never.
He wouldn't in any way go,
never.
I know anything about footy. But he's hosting the Fan Zone tomorrow.
I haven't stood inside Anfield since I was about 10, 11 years old, when my dad used to drag me the match every week. And I'm hoping that, you know, I'll change my view tomorrow and really love being there. Because I don't know any of the players. I think I've got to do the team sheet as well towards the end. So I might need some help off you, Steve.
Just give us a shout. Fortunately, you're not stepping inside Anfield. It's outside of Anfield.
Yeah, luckily.
In the car park. But it's very busy.
Do I get a free ticket to watch the match as well?
I don't know. It always looks quite lively, the Fan Zone. I think you'd be right at home sat in there, Jay. with a whole load of Fosse fans building up to one of the biggest nights of their season.
Oh, God. Is there a bar?
Probably.
Right.
A Carlsberg bar or something like that.
Right,
maybe you could just record the team sheet announcement.
And who are we playing again?
Oh, don't be saying that.
Villarreal, Europa League semi-final.
Right, anything else that stand out on the guide website that you want to give a quick plug to?
Another big night next Friday is something called Light Night. I'll talk more on this next week. This is huge. They've done it for about 5 or 6 years now, over 100 events across 44 venues in Liverpool. The idea is to promote the city staying open late, and the Radio City Tower, St John's Beacon, is also open late. It's open until midnight, but there's tons going on, and we got an interview with one of the organisers online now, Light Night.
Okay, theguideliverpool.com. You'll know more about that, or the Cheese Lovers Night as well. Which it sounded like I was ridiculing it, but actually I love the concept of a cheese night. I'm a big cheese fan.
I'll bring you some back for it.
Honestly, yeah. If you want to know about the cheese night, it's on Jay's website, theguideliverpool.com. Brilliant to have you in, Jay.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me, mate.
We'll host some stuff online as well, as you will, and we'll bring you each and every week just some stuff that's going on that might keep you interested. Steam festivals. Yeah, steam festivals.
Never mind that. I want the team sheet tomorrow night.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.